Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I love hearing your voice. You like wake me up and power me up. And thank you so much. Inside the clubhouse, we are. It's going to be when we go outside the clubhouse. Today, we're going to have a mostly sunny day with Windward and Mocha. Slight chance of showers in the morning. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. We'll want to. A shower, because the high today is going to be 92 degrees, depending on where you are, between 87 and 92. Now, this happened, you know, like 10, 15 years ago. We haven't broken the record yet for heat index. So, it's not off the chart yet. Easterly winds, they're with us 15 to 20. So we're still going to get that nice breeze blowing through. Now that's for Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. For Hawaii Island, the Big Island, mostly sunny, slight chance of showers, high 85 to 90. Winds are easterly as well, 15 miles per hour. And if you want to get out and play a round of golf, let me see if I've got some morning tea times. I do. If you'd like to play Makalei, there's an 8:40 and a 9:18. Reminder, Volcano, 8:32, 9:24, 10:48. And the last time I saw anything about 10 o'clock, I watched the 10 o'clock news this morning. Okay, so there was the eruption. It's not erupting straight up. It's kind of going sideways because the cone broke and all that good stuff. But it's absolutely spectacular. And you get a fabulous view from Volcano Golf Club. Yes. On Kauai, we have at Poipu a 1 o'clock and a 1:20. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is out, and we've got a lot going on. HSJGA rocks. All right, Kauai Lagoons, 8:50, 9:28, and a 10:52. Nice morning times. At we've got at Hawaii Kai an 8:52, and at Turtle Bay we have a 9:06 and a 10:40 and an 11:26. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:36, a 9:18, and an 11:02. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:40, 9:50, 10:18. Pretty good tee times here for the morning. Hawaii Prince, 8:32, 9:06, 11:11. They've aerated the gold course at Wailea on Maui, its second day. There's an 8:30, an 8:50, a 9:10 to 9:50, kind of wide open through there. And there's the Emerald course with an 11:10, 11:40, 11:50. And the blue course has a 10:50 and a 12 o'clock. And I just want to make sure, you know, on Big Island at Makalei, the Bud Light boys, they're going out. And Hawaiian Dredging, they're going out today at Wailea. And the Ka'anapali Beach Gang, they're on the golf course. And I hope you all hit the sweet spot every time this morning. Got a great show for you today. We're coming to you live. That's right. We're coming to you live for the USGA Senior Women's Open. Ron Syrax with us. Casey Issa. You had the University of Hawaii Baseball Golf Tournament. Pearl at Kalaau'au. That's where that's going to be. Oliver Olakuiano with some tips for your game and for your kids. And Julie Brooks, the University of Hawaii head coach, women's golf team, and their coming season. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. In Evilay, next to Costco Gas, and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy Maui.
The Golf Club.
On 101.1.
Yes, 101.1. You can hear us on the radio. You can also hear us at radiogolfclub.com. There's a live stream button so you can, and then there's the podcast. So you can catch the show in three ways: live on the radio, live streaming, or the podcast after the show. So you can listen to it anytime you want. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, the LPGA Media Excellence Award, member Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, Hall of Fame, Golf Channel contributor, Ron Cyrek has worked more than 150 major golf championships. He's considered to be the only writer to cover all of the men's and women's major championships in the same year. He's done that three times. Wow. You know, Ron, welcome into the clubhouse.
And you know, of all those things, the only USGA event I can say that I've been to everyone ever played is the U.S. Senior Women's Open. They started this one in 2018, and I've been to all of them.
Isn't that wonderful? You can't go back to 1918, but...
Yeah, exactly. I'm not that old.
But you rock. You're amazing. And you know, and I have to say this again, and for folks who missed this, Ron's first job in golf was filling the pop cooler at Castle Hills, and he was 12. You know, I mean, when you start in this game that young, and you just it just becomes a part of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does. It feels, you know, the first 17 years of my career as a journalist, I covered news, and I didn't become a sports writer until I was 37 years old, and going back to golf and becoming a golf journalist sort of felt like it was where I was supposed to be, that my life went full circle, that I'd always been around golf when I was a kid, and then to come back and be able to combine my two passions, golf and writing, was just a sort of a dream for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of writing, you've written with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson the Vision 54 trilogy. It's the game before the game. Play your best golf now, and every shot must have a purpose. This is with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. Okay, they know things. And
this is the 20th anniversary of Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, and it's still out there selling, chugging along. It's proof that what Pia and Lynn teach, their Vision 54 philosophy, is timeless. You know, they have life lessons in there that are about more than golf. They're about how to live a well-organized life.
Wow. See, and what would you start with? Which one? Which book?
Well, every shot must have a purpose. Really, is the overview of the philosophy. It's the basics of what T and Lynn teach. And you know, I mean, look, they've won their players have won probably about 200 LPGA events. Their players have won dozens of major championships out here. And they've been wildly, wildly successful, and they've been doing it for a long time.
All right. So I want to ask you this question, but maybe, you know, why do you like covering the women's game as much as you do?
Well, you know, when I became the golf writer at the Associated Press, I was the deputy sports editor, and the guy who had been covering golf for the AP for 26 years was going to retire. And I said to my boss, you know, the one job I'd go back to writing for is golf, we have to do it very differently. At that time, the AP golf writer went to 43 PGA Tour events a year and covered no women's tournaments at all. And I said, you know, we can't let the PGA Tour drive the bus. So we got to cover women. We got to cover amateurs. We got to cover the business of golf.
Right.
So it just seemed like the right thing to do, that they weren't getting enough attention. And I was focused on wanting to bring more attention to them. And then once I got out here, mm-hmm. I found covering the women was just an absolute total joy, because the better you know someone, the better you can write about someone, and the women let you into their world. They let you get to know them better.
Oh, yes.
I've had dinner with players, played golf with them. I've been to weddings. I've been to, you know, all kinds of social things with them. Hung out in the hotel bars with them, and you get to know them better. You gain a trust. That doesn't really happen so much on the men's tour, particularly now, the way it's changed. They travel in private jets, they stay in private houses, and you don't really get a chance to bond with them in the same way.
Yeah, you know, because the women would be, let's say, in the same hotel, and
you run into them, you run into them at the hotel bar, you run into them at the gate at the airport, you know, and you both got an hour to kill before you get on your plane, so you sit around and talk, and that's when you develop friendships, you know, away from the golf course. And, you don't have those kind of interactions. I always felt that, like, covering the women now is like what it was like covering the men 30 years ago. You know?
Yes.
The sense of entitlement is so great among the men, and the sense, and there is not that sense of entitlement for the women. Look, even before LIV Golf, women were playing for 1/5 the prize money of the men, and because of LIV and the money it's brought in, it's probably more like 1/10. And to the USGA's great credit, they've raised the purses for the U.S. Women's Open significantly. This tournament, the U.S. Senior Women's Open, they run it in such a first-class way, and you know they're not making money on this golf tournament. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. That there needed to be a senior women's championship for professional golfers, you know, and they're doing it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the, you know, when you look at the leaderboard and you see all the names, you know, I'm going down the leaderboard and just going, it's wonderful.
For me, it's like going back. These are the women that I started out with.
Yes.
You know?
There's Annika Sorenstam.
We have a pairing today at 10:48, I think it is. Annika Sorenstam and Julie Inkster.
Yes.
Together. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Now, how different are their personalities?
That's night and day right there. You know, you got one's a very, very Julie's a very, very emotional player, and Annika is a very stoic player. So they are hugely different personalities, hugely different styles of play. And at the same time, you know, Annika's won 4 USGA championships. Julie's won 5 USGA championships. So it shows that totally different styles of play can each be successful in their own way.
Yeah, is this the 7th U.S. Senior Women's Open?
It's the 7th, yeah. The first was in 2018. They didn't have one in the COVID year, 2020. But this is the... This is the 7th, and we're at San Diego Country Club, which is really pretty cool because this course, all they've done is they have 3 members in the World Golf Hall of Fame: Mickey Wright, Billy Casper, and Gene Littler. You know, that's a pretty good pedigree for this golf course.
Yeah, the defending champ from 2024, Aletta Lindley. Can you give us a little background on her?
You know, it's fascinating. I did a story on her early in the week, and she, you know, she had a moderate success on the LPGA Tour. She won once, and she said after she won that tournament, I asked her, what did you learn from winning the Senior Women's Open last year? She said, I learned that I set the bar too low when I was on the regular tour. Ooh. I needed to dream bigger. And now she dreams bigger. She's played this tournament 3 times now. She's 53 years old. She's played it 3 times now. You have to be at least 50 to play in it. She's finished 2nd, 2nd, and 1st. And she's, you know, she's on the leaderboard again this week. She's, 4 strokes off the lead. So she's had huge success in this tournament. But she said that if she looks back on it, if she had a mulligan on her LPGA career, it's to dream bigger, to set the bar higher, set her goals grander.
Right. Yes. I think we all tend to do that, you know, not dream big enough, where we put ourselves in little boxes.
One of the things that P. and Lynn teach is you achieve what you believe you can achieve. You know, if you don't set ambitious goals, you're not going to achieve ambitious things.
Okay. I like that. We're going to have to. Everybody, write that down. Now, Becky Morgan of Wales, overnight leader, 4 under. I don't know anything about Becky Morgan.
Somebody else I covered when she was on the regular tour. She was one of those players who contended a lot, who was always always had no trouble keeping her card all the time. She was played Curtis Cup for the Great Britain and Ireland team twice over there. She's been playing a lot of senior golf on the Legends Tour, both here and in Europe. She plays in the Senior LPGA Championship. So of a lot of the players out here, she's probably got more competitive reps than many of the players who are in the field here this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's somebody who is a real grinder out there. She's got one of those European great short games. She can make an up and down from whatever awful place you put her golf ball anywhere on the golf course, and she'll figure out how to get it on the green.
My kind of woman. She shot a 74, and there were a lot of 70-somethings, and then came back the next day with a 68. So I was wondering.
68 is 5 under par here. You know, it's a par 73 course, and she had seven birdies. You know, 7 birdies, 2 bogeys. So it's pretty stout day.
That rocks. Okay, probably going to say that a lot. Then there Maria McBride and Karina Kelleporis, 3 under with Mariah Dunbowles, Lizelotte Neumann, Ashley Bunch, 2 under. We've got Laura Diaz. That's another name that I was like, Laura. She's got personality, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She's another fiery player out there, and she can get mad at anybody, including herself, out on the golf course. But you look at it right now, and you've got a lot of pedigree that are within lurking distance going into the weekend. Lotta Neumann was a 1988 U.S. Women's Open champion. Trish Johnson has won this tournament a couple of years ago. And then I said that group of Annika Sorenstam and Julie Inkster, between the two of them, they have 9 USGA championships.
That's really exciting. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. And seeing Julie Inkster and Annika Sorenstam on the leaderboard was awesome. Now, San Diego Country Club, they say it's where golf in Southern California began. Huge statement. Designed by William Bell in 1923. This is an old course.
Yeah, you know, you look at it right now, it's in the middle of the city of Chula Vista. But when they built this golf course, Chula Vista wasn't here. You know, it was all farm country around them. And this city, and it's a pretty middle-class city, has just grown up around the golf course, all around the edges.
Wow.
And after this tournament, they are going to do a massive renovation of the golf course, in which they are going to take out 60 acres of rough and turn it back into native area, which I think is going to give the golf course a cool look. It's also going to do the very, very important thing of being a great water conservation thing. And it will save the course money. They won't have to maintain and water rough. And it'll make them put them in good stead with the local community, too, for water usage. So it's going to be fun to see what this course will look like after they do that. They did that to Pinehurst number 2, and I think that course now looks spectacular, where they took out 40 acres of rough there and turned it into native area. And native area here will be, you know, sandy soil, and it'll have a cool look to it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, what other golf courses did William Bell design? Does he have... Can you think?
Yeah, I'm going to blank on that right now.
Oh, yeah,
Danielle,
I understand.
I do know that, and I know.
I'm going to see if I can Google it real quick.
Yeah.
Because his name is so familiar to me, but then I couldn't think of all the different golf courses and whether or not there was. Of course, I'm thinking, you know, where was one in Hawaii? Did he build one in Hawaii? And there's somebody out there going, of course he built something here, and I have no idea. I am not able to get it as quickly as I'd like. So to really do it justice, I'll have to look into it and come back with more about that later in another show. So and if you'd like to read some of the writing of that Ron Cyrak does, it's just wonderful. You just go to usga.org, and then you find the U.S. Senior Women's Open. And the one on Letta Lindley's wonderful ride through the world of golf has wound its way back home. I love that line. That's wonderful.
You know, Letta told me a great story that she grew up in Carlsbad, about 40 miles from here. And from the age of 10 till she went off to college, she played a ton of golf in the Southern California Golf Association tournaments. And she said, yeah, I played San Diego Country Club a lot. We'd have these tournaments, And for a $1 entry fee, we'd get a hot dog, a bag of chips, a soda, and got to play the golf course. pretty good deal for $1.
I should say. That's wonderful. So who are you following today?
I'll probably go out with that Sorenstam Inkster group early and then watch with them and see if any of theirs one's going to make a move. And then I'll have to go back and pick up the leaders at some point. You know, if you're going to look for anybody back in the pack who might be able to play their way into contention today, Kari Webb is at 3 over par. She's 7 strokes back. She would have to put up a number that begins with a 6 today to get back in the hunt. And Danielle, here's another really cool stat from here this week. The two oldest players in the field, Barb Moxness, 72 years old, Alice Stacey, 71 years old, both made the cut. They both made the cut at and they're tied right now. They're tied for 20th.
That's awesome.
You talk golf is a game for life. It truly is.
Yeah, you know, and when I was looking at the USGA and NBC Universal, they've made another 6-year deal. You know, none of this would be going on if it weren't for the personalities of all the golfers. You know, and the women have such personalities. I think more coverage needs to be given to the women's golf. There's got to be a way to narrow it down so we can really see them as you see them as you're walking with them and you get to know them. That's wonderful. Ron, thank you for your time. You're always so generous.
By the way, William Bell did Torrey Pines.
There
you go.
See? Really important guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Enjoy being on with you.
Thank you. Okay. Aloha. Bye-bye. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Casey Issa. We're going to talk to Casey about, baseball? Yeah, baseball. But we're also going to talk to him about the University of Hawaii baseball golf tournament. You know, golf generates so much good for so many different sports and people and programs and things. It's really a class act. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Come on.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Gosh, and you know, and he also did the Riviera Country Club, one of the world's best courses. Quite an art. And he was designing courses for 30 years. Incredible. I'm still back with William Bell. But I've got something that you need to have, because in the hot weather that we've been dealing with, there's still all this work that has to be done outside. Yeah. Hey there. You know, it's too hot to work smarter. You've got to work smarter in this heat. You've got to work faster. It's got to be easier for you so that you can get out there and do the job that's it's got to be done. With our landscapers, Aloha Power Equipment, they're super riding landscapers. We have a mower sale going on at Aloha Power Equipment. And whether you're a homeowner, a supersized landscaper, we've got the easy riding mower of your dreams waiting for you. It's so cool. Zoom, zoom, and just takes care of it. Don't forget the accessories from mowing, you know, mulching, bagging. We make your yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Hey, and if you're in the business of doing yard work, this is something you need to do. Remember, it's always fire season, so you got to protect your property, your client's property, with the best tools around. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you. New shipments rolling in daily. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. and we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Casey Issa, mental performance and baseball coach, master's in sports and exercise psychology, director of operations, UH baseball program, and now, of course, University of Hawaii baseball. The golf tournament at Pearl Akalaau. Welcome into the clubhouse, Casey.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, what made you guys decide to do a golf tournament to raise money for baseball?
We're always trying to raise money for the program and for the student athletes here. With the new landscape of college baseball, with the rosters getting cut down to 34, we get to offer 34 full scholarships, but as of right now, our budget doesn't allow for that. So we're trying to like shrink that gap and get some more scholarships to help these guys get to Hawaii, a sports school, and enjoy living in Hawaii like affordably.
Yeah. What about kids who live here? That you know, do they qualify for the scholarships?
They qualify as well. We want to try and keep the top local talent in Hawaii home.
Yeah.
Give them a great experience out here playing in front of all of their friends and family and fans, surrounded by 4,000 loving and supporting UH baseball supporters.
Yeah, 4,000. That's a big number. So, let's focus. Danielle, focus on what's necessary. How do we get involved in the University of Hawaii baseball golf tournament?
Yeah, if you want to inquire about making a team or being a title sponsor with us, feel free to give me a call to register. My number is 808-221-4033. Or you can send me an email at kcisa@hawaii.edu. I believe Danielle will be posting that on her podcast. And you can also find some flyers that we can send out as well.
Awesome. So now, just going back to some of your career highlights, you helped lead UH to back-to-back 35-plus win seasons for the first time since 1991-92, winning 37 games in 2024, 35 in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I can't take credit for any of that. I'm not the one playing the game on the field, but these guys put in a lot of hard work. They want to put together a quality product for all of you Hawaii fans that come out and watch on TV and also out here at Les Murakami Stadium. The brand new turf we got is also another appeal to you fans to come out. And yeah, we do it for the state. We don't do it for anything else for us in the coaching staff realm. We just try and get these boys prepared day in and day out, and what they do on the field, it's all credit to them.
Yeah, and you know, the Rainbow Warriors ended 2024 winning 18 of their last 20 games, including 11 in a row at home. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was exciting to be a part of.
I bet. I mean, yeah, that must give you, you know, like goosebumps. Chicken skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I got chicken skin right now thinking about it, sitting in the stands at Lesmer Commerce Stadium.
Yeah. So this is the University of Hawaii Baseball Golf Tournament, raising money so that more kids can come to Hawaii on scholarship, and some of, you know, our Hawaii kids can get scholarship. So there just isn't the funds available at the UH. So we're trying to raise money. And there is, it's Thursday, by the way. Let's go over this one here. Thursday, September 18, 2025, at Pearl at Kalaau'au, in case you're like, what? Pearl Country Club. They did a beautiful, they were closed for a year and just did so much work on Pearl Country Club. And so now the name is Pearl at Kalaau'au. And the tournament, the shotgun start, you check in at 10, so see, you don't have to get up early. Did you do that on purpose?
Oh, yeah. We want to get all of our golfers out there interacting, mingling with some of the players, coaches, donors, and other UH supporters out there.
So, yeah, so there's a check-in. Everybody's kind of mingling, maybe, grabbing something to drink before they get on the golf course. What do you recommend, by the way, before playing a round of golf for eating for your body?
Oh, I'm a bad example of that. I'm a guy that doesn't like to eat on the course, but I would come hydrated, drink a lot of water, get a good night's sleep, and, put something in your stomach to hold you over. There's going to be some food on the course. There's going to be some drinks as well. I know a lot of you guys like to drink on the course. So stay hydrated and keep your stomach full.
Okay. That sounds like fun. And so the shotgun start is at 11:30.
Correct.
How many people do you want to have in this tournament?
Ultimately, our goal right now is about 48 teams. So that's about 148 golfers. We'd love to have anybody and everybody out there. If you love golf, if you're just starting golf, or even if you're not really a fan of golf, or you just want to go out for the fun environment, hanging out with all the fans, supporters, baseball players, and coaches, we welcome anybody.
That's awesome. I know. It's the format. Let's go to the format. A three-person scramble. What does that mean for somebody who's not that familiar?
Yeah, three-person scramble. We're going to have a team of three. They're taking the best shot, every shot, all the way up to the green. Once we get to the green, same thing. We'll take the best putt, and we have a two-putt max on every green.
Excellent. And so the maximum handicap is 24 for men and 36 for women. Oh,
that
shucks. Shucks for the guys, right?
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So now, yeah, well, you know, you got to draw the line somewhere, right? So
that's true. Can't have cheaters. We're all about integrity.
Yes, it's all about integrity. All right, participation and the entry form. So you don't really even have to play to, you know, you could be a title sponsor and not necessarily play on the golf course, right?
So the title sponsor does include two teams. So you can golf as a title sponsor. Your signage will be all over the course. We'll put it on the monitors of the golf cart. So you get a lot of advertisement from that. If you don't plan on golfing, or if you want to support UH baseball and you can't be there, or golf's not your thing, there's also a T-Box sponsor sign that you can purchase for your company and for yourself as advertisement. To advertise your company, or if you just want to say, like, hey, congratulations to you both, or good luck this season, we'll put your name on a sign out there, and that's $250.
All right. And, yeah, that's the T-Box sponsor sign, right?
Correct.
Then there's the team entry. That's 1 3-person team, green fees, cart, 2 mulligans per player. That's just to get out there and have a spot.
That is correct. Yes, you'll have a team on the course just to play, interact, mingle, have fun, get to know some of us, and And that's cool. So, also, I wanted to mention too, with our title sponsor and team entries, there are baseball alumni fees. So, if there's any baseball alumni that's listening in right now, feel free to contact me. There's a little cheaper fee for that for baseball alumni. So, reach out to me and register a team.
All right. Okay. And then there's, you know, you can, you don't necessarily have to play. As I said, there's cash donations, right? And you can do that, or prize donations. What kind of prizes do you want? Anything?
Prizes? As of right now, we're looking for team prizes. So anything like sets of three, we got things ranging from $25 gift cards, $50 gift cards, some big golf packages that we can give away. So anything along those lines that you think would be pretty cool for these golfers to win, we welcome really anything. But sets of three is mainly what we're going for.
Sets of threes, because that's what's on the golf course, three-person scramble. You're right. So every, and each group would get something, not just one of the people. Oh, that would be so sad.
Yeah, Casey, yeah, we can't single out the bad golfers and say you don't get anything. It's all about participation.
Thank you. Casey Issa is the UH baseball program director of operations. University of Hawaii baseball golf tournament is the one we're talking about. It's at Pearl at Kalaau'au, and it's. It's wonderful what you're doing, and I just want to go to something that you said. This, I'm switching things up a little bit, Casey, because I love one of the – believe not just in yourself, believe in others too.
Yes, it's all about belief. If you don't have people in your corner believing in you, it's kind of hard to get that motivation to go through it, but – knowing someone's there to support you, knowing someone is out there that got your back and believes in you, a freeing feeling. So that's what we want these boys to have out on the field, that we got 4,000 plus in the stands, plus standing room only, out here cheering them on and showing that support and showing that belief in them so they can go out and essentially win a Big West Conference championship this year.
Something else you said, build up others around you. Be a fountain, not a drain.
Yes. Yeah, be a fountain. We don't want anybody to kind of suck the life out of anybody. Again, the fans, you guys are that main fountain for us. You guys build us up. And we have a brand new ball club this year, a lot of new faces, but a great way to start and rebuild this culture or reload this culture that we got and kind of continue marching and rowing in one direction.
Right on. Casey Issa, his number, if you'd like to get in touch with him, 808-221-4033. And what is your email address? I didn't get that down.
Yeah, my email, it's my first and last name at hawaii.edu. So that's CASEYISA@hawaii.edu.
All right, and that's pretty easy to remember. .org, right? Or is it
edu? .edu.
Thank you, Danielle. Just made a mistake. Casey, thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me on your show so I can talk about UH baseball and ways to support.
Yes, right on. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Aloha. We're coming back. Oh, yeah, we've got some, you know, tips for your golf game. Uh-huh. And, of course, Oliver Olaquiano is the guy who's going to be sharing that. And we're going to be talking about the youngsters getting into the game, learning this game. It's so much fun. See, when you at least have a little bit of comfort in when you grew up playing and you're comfortable playing with other people and you have business opportunities, all these things, it's really, and then you could play in the golf tournament. You wouldn't even think about it. Sure, let's go do that because it's good for the UH baseball program. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Guy Yamamoto, you just made my day because I knew William Bell, and I just couldn't put it together. You know how many golf courses in Hawaii William Bell designed? I mean, just think about it. And I think, thank you, Guy. Okay, William Bell, Hawaii Kai, Kaneohe Clipper, Makaha West, Makaha Valley, Mesa Country Club, Torrey Pines North and South, Stanford University Golf. And that's just off the top of his head. You know, I William Bell, he was instrumental in so many golf courses right here in Hawaii. And I bring that up if you're just joining us, because we were talking about William Bell designing the golf course where the USGA is holding the U.S. Women's Senior Open. Okay, so and it's going on now, and it's fabulous to see some of the names on the leaderboard that, you know, they're active and they're working. All right, Oliver Olaquiano, speaking of active and working, president and CEO of the Island Pacific Academy, U.S. Kids certified top 50 U.S. Kids golf instructor, coach for Kamehameha School's golf team, Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute certified, PGA Game Changer Award recipient, Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award recipient. Hi, Oliver. How do you do it?
Good morning, Danielle. I don't know.
You put one foot in front of your other, and then you just keep going, right? That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah. People ask me, how do I do it? And it's rewarding what I do, and I think there's this sense of completion. I always feel like I feel more complete when I've accomplished my goals, and part of my goal is always to make other people better, right? Whether it's teaching them golf or giving kids opportunities to play in tournaments and advance and watch them win.
Yes. So,
yeah.
And watch them thrive in the winning. You know,
watch them thrive. Yeah.
it's a wonderful thing, you know, especially, you know, with adults too, but they're a little bit more clammed up, you know. Kids are much more like spontaneous, and they're just so in the moment. It's wonderful. And speaking of kids, the Big Island and Oahu U.S. Kids Tour just opened up for registration. You're going to have to give us a little bit. And Kauai Tour will be launching in 2026. And this is all from Oliver Olaquiano, president and CEO of the Island Pacific Academy. What is the U.S. Kids Tour, and what would they be registering for?
So they're registering to go play in multiple events. They don't have to play in all events, but the more events that you play in, obviously, it's like the FedEx Cup, you earn more points, right? And at the end of the season, you have your point winners, and your point winners could earn an invitation to go play at the World Championship, which I just got back from at Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Wow.
And I'm happy to say we had a winner. Katie Matsumoto from the girls 15-18 division won her division and represented Hawaii.
Wow.
So it was all over the news. Yeah, so it was an awesome journey for her, because she came with us, I think, in 2016, played there, and she said, this year I'm going to make it a point to make it back to Worlds. So she played in the US Kids Golf Tour. She won. She advanced. And played at the World Championship, and is ranked number one in the world now.
Wow!
For girls 15. Yeah.
Where does she play golf?
Where? I think she plays for Mililani.
She plays
Mililani High School.
Yeah,
for that team.
Yeah, isn't that?
She's a great golfer.
Do you know when did she start?
Oh, when she was little, like probably. I know she started the tour when she was in our eight and under division. So she played when she was young.
Yeah. And so what is the Big Island and Oahu U.S. Kids Tour?
Yeah, so the Oahu Tour has been an ongoing tour since 2012, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I have all these events that we play in different courses. So this season, we're going to have Royal Kunia on the map, Waikele Golf Course, Eva 360, Coral Creek.
Wow.
So all those four courses we're going to be playing. Royal Kunia we play three times, but you'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 events. On the Big Island, it's Manalani, Makani, Waikoloa Village, then Manalani again, then Makani, then Waikoloa Village. So three courses over there we play twice.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So great courses for kids to get experience playing in a tournament field with their parents caddying for them, which is nice.
That is nice.
It's one of the, I think they're one of the very few organizations that have parent caddies on the course, which I tell you, it's a weird feeling. This year I got to caddy for my 6-year-old at Worlds.
Oh.
And, I've learned that caddying is much more difficult than being a director of a tournament.
Explain.
Stress level's really high.
Now, who makes the ultimate decision on what club to take?
She does. She makes the ultimate decision. My daughter makes the ultimate decision. She lines up her putt. She hits her drives. She does everything on her own.
Uh-huh.
But when she mishits it, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh.
What do we do? I mean, she was on in reg for 6 greens, and she three-putted several holes.
And oh. All,
my heart dropped so hard.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, but she did good. I mean, she scored 45, 45, 46, and ranked 29th in the world. So
wow.
For her to get there is a feat in itself.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. Now in kids can register. Now tell us how we register.
Go online to uskidsgolf.com.
Uh-huh.
Search for a local tour. Right now, I think we're in the middle of summer tour, but the fall tours are opened up right now.
Okay.
So you can search for a fall tour, and you can look. You can type in your zip code. Or your area, you know, the area like Honolulu,
uh-huh.
Or the Big Island, you type in Kona, or it'll show you the tours that are in your area.
Okay, awesome. And how old are most of the kids when they start?
You could start as early as 5 years old.
Okay.
I get all age range. I get five all the way through 18 playing in the tournament season. So it's good. It's good having kids out there. I mean, I wish I had. I've said this before. I wish we had this program when I was younger.
Yes.
And I think it would have excelled my ability to play probably on a professional level a lot sooner. Right. So it's great that these kids have these opportunities to play at an early age and expose them to tournaments at a younger age, you know, at a high caliber. Like these kids that when we go to the regionals or the world championship, these kids are really, really good. You know, the winning scores are like 32,
32, 34. That's amazing.
You know, for three day scores. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's work. I mean, they dedicated themselves to getting better and working harder. And it instills a belief in yourself. And
yeah.
And I think it's, you know, you're not letting somebody else down. I think that's a big thing with kids. If they're in a team environment and they make a mistake and they let somebody down, you know, it's, oh, they beat themselves up. In golf, you just beat yourself up.
Yeah, it's just you. Yeah. It's just you, and you're the only one that can be accountable for, be held accountable for the shot.
Right. So if there's a child that's particularly sensitive to that sort of thing, golf's the way to go. And it's great fun with the kids. They just have a wonderful time. So they just go to uskidsgolf.com, fall tour. Mm-hmm. That's what you're looking for.
Yep.
And 5 years and older. And so in September, you've got the 13 and under and the 17 and under PGA Junior League qualified to play for the regionals in Palm Springs. Boy, are you always traveling?
Always. This is my travel season right now.
Ah.
So I go to Palm Springs next month. Yeah, we've got 13 kids that are flying up. We've got the 13 under and 17 under kids that qualified to play by winning we won the Aloha Section Championship here.
Okay.
And that's how we get to advance to the regionals. And from regionals, I think if you win that one, you go to a semi, and then you go to the national, which is going to be at Frisco, Texas, at the PGA headquarters.
And, you know, this might scare people thinking of how much travel and how much that costs. How do people do that?
Well, you get a second mortgage, right? And you sell lots of it. No, it's almost like, you know, I had to bear the expense of flying my family and flying my daughter to all these events.
Uh-huh.
And it's a sacrifice that you make, but it's one that you cannot replace. Like when my daughter gets to play Pebble Beach or Monterey, and she gets to play in Arizona. And she gets to play in, you know, Palm Springs and even in North Carolina. These are experiences that you cannot replace.
Yeah.
So, one, to go somewhere different and experience a different culture. You know, number two, you get to meet all these people. She got to play with a girl from Uganda.
Wow.
And she got to befriend her, you know, and it's really neat. You don't get that anywhere else, and you can't learn that in school. So, the fact that we take her out of school for just a couple of days to go play in some of these events, it's, again, the experience is, you can't replace that experience.
No.
And it's worth it. It's worth it in the end.
Yep.
Because, you know, the child gets to be a little more well-rounded and gets to open their eyes up to different things and seeing different things.
I love it.
You know?
Yeah, I see it totally. you've got a really evil sense of humor. Get a second mortgage. That really threw me off, but it was so funny. You're good. Okay. Now, let's kind of flip the script just a little bit because, you know, all of these kids are going to be grown-ups one day. Maybe these some of the kids who didn't kind of follow through with golf, maybe they're grown-ups now. I need to ask you personally, what is your favorite lesson to teach? Is it full swing, putting, bunker? What do you like?
Honestly, it's all of the above. But I think the one thing that I thought about this last night when you asked me that question, the one thing I think adults sometimes need to remember is, and I teach this to kids all the time, is to have a solid pre-shot routine, right? The when you walk up to a green and you're studying your putt, you're information gathering, right? When you're walking to your ball in the middle of the fairway and you pick up your rangefinder and you're trying to find the distance to the pin, find the distance to that bunker in front of the pin, you're information gathering. So you want to have a solid routine of gathering information before you execute a shot. And that includes everything from getting the distance, assessing the lie, right, looking at the lie, and then taking solid practice swings, meaning the practice swings are a rehearsal for the actual swing. You don't swing a club just to swing a club. You actually swing the club to see if, hey, if I swing this club and I'm in this motion, will I make contact with that ball, or am I gonna duff it, right?
Yeah.
And then you make adjustments before you hit the ball. Then when you set up the ball, your confidence level is a lot higher. So, and I tell it with kids all the time because that generates confidence in their game, whether they're putting or they're hitting a tee shot or hitting, you know, a shot off the fairway. And having a solid pre-shot routine is critical. And then the other thing, too, in conjunction with having a pre-shot routine is having a good breathing routine.
Did you just say breathing? A breathing machine? Routine?
Breathing routine.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to take deep breaths while you're assessing all your information. And then when you're about to swing your club, you swing on exhale. So you take a deep breath, exhale, and then take a swing.
Wow.
You don't want to inhale and then hold your breath and take a swing, which some people do, and that causes a lot of problems because you have air in your lungs. The air in your lungs restricts some of the muscles in your body, and you don't have a fluid swing. Whereas if you exhale and there's less air in your lungs, then your swing is a lot more fluid.
That's never been said on this show in 26 years. That is phenomenal. I don't think anyone's really thought about that. Thank you.
It's something you're welcome. Something I've adopted, and I've taught a lot of the kids that, and it's helped them relax more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I often wonder, how do you know... I don't know if you can answer this question. How do you know that you're holding the club right? Am I holding this club right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's something I've got to see what you're doing. But
yes.
Usually you want to feel like the club is all in your fingers, not in the palm of your hands, but they go across your fingers.
Like, dude.
You should be able to hold one hand up on the left hand, hold it up with just the club being just in your fingers and dangling there.
Wow, that's cool.
Same thing with the right hand.
Do you teach adults or do you just teach kids?
No, I teach kids of all ages.
I love it. So anybody can go as long as you're a kid.
Yeah. As long as you're willing to learn, you're coachable.
Right on. As coachable. I like that. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Okay, so the other one, I'm just starting out in this game. This is somebody gave it. Should I get a used set of golf clubs or brand new?
Well, let's get a used set of golf clubs if you're brand new to the game. Don't spend a lot of money. Certainly don't go spending thousands of dollars just on clubs if you're just learning the game. Get a used 9-iron, a used driver, and used putter. Learn from that first. And then you don't even need a driver first. All you really need is a 9-iron and a putter. And then eventually, I always recommend to people, get properly fitted. So once you've successfully mastered a swing that's yours, then getting fitted makes the game a lot easier.
That's
having the right shaft in the club.
Yeah.
Makes for an easily repeatable swing. So having the right weight distribution in the club, having the right bend profile in the club, helps get your ball in the air consistently. So I always say get fitted once your swing has been defined, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you still writing for Lokahi magazine?
I haven't in a while.
Okay.
I have not in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you because I found this information online, and the question that is here, and I figured you've said, can you tell us how golf contributed to your success personally and professionally? Was it confidence, respect of others?
Well, golf, I've honestly used golf as an avenue to do things. I've learned, and some of the greatest transactions I've had have been on the golf course, whether it's, meeting the CEO of a company and getting hired for a job, or getting together with some people for a business transaction to solidify a business deal has been on the golf course. So I already knew that golf was going to be a vital tool, in the development of my career. So I've always used golf as that. But aside from that, it helps foster, just different life skills. You learn things from golf that kind of parallel life. Like when you hit a bad shot, you have no one to blame but yourself, right?
Yes.
So if you end up in a bunker, there's no one to blame but yourself because you hit that shot. And then you can't just cry and whine about it. You still have to get out of the bunker. So you got to walk up to the bunker, focus, and hit a good shot out of the bunker to get it back into play, right? Just like in life. I've run into so many bunkers in life. I can't even begin to tell you how many bunkers I've hit in life. And I just kind of just pitch it out and just get back into play. So that's kind of like how golf has transitioned, has been meaningful to me in life, and it's taught me perseverance. But you never give up. You're never done until the last hole's played.
Awesome.
And that's how I feel like my career has been.
Yes, you never. That's wonderful. And so, where is the Island Pacific Golf Academy? How do we find you?
We're located at Hawaii Prince Golf Club. We've got a beautiful driving range. We have lights installed out there. We're open till 9 o'clock at night. My lessons go from 8 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night. So I'm usually available those hours.
Wow.
And we have group lessons for adults. We have group lessons for kids. And I have those are scheduled. And then I have private lessons that are one-on-one. And it's kind of scheduled based on my availability and my students' availability.
Right. That's marvelous. So, yeah, I just love it. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. This is wonderful.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure being on your show.
Thank you. And, knock on my door if you're doing something. It's hard to keep up with everybody. Tell me.
I know it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Tell me if you want to, I'm going to do this. Something's happening. All right? All right.
I will.
All right.
All right. Thanks, okay. Danielle.
Aloha. We're coming back after this. Yes, we're going to women's game. That's what we're talking about this morning. Actually, we're talking about everybody's game. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
All right. Hawaii, you know, it's we're getting signs, you know, every day almost, and hopefully we don't have one again, but there are these wildfires, and, you know, it's all the shrubs and stuff, the hot situations that we've got on in nature, and everything's dried out, and it needs to be cut back. So, and it's hot for us to work out there, right? So you got to work smarter, faster, easier, and a tool that would be a really cool thing to get at Aloha Power Equipment, particularly since it's on sale, is the Landscapers Super Riding Mower Sale. That's what's going on. The Landscapers Super Riding Mower is on sale. And this is regardless of the size. It's a small one for the family home, and as you know, you've got acreage out there that's already, and you just don't want it to burn. So you got to keep it cut back. You've got to keep everything trimmed. Everything's got to be done right. So whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscaper business, we've got the easy riding mower of your dreams waiting for you. And don't forget, accessories, accessories, accessories. Mowing to mulching to bagging makes your yard work so much easier. Mow it, blow it, bag it, you're done. And, you know, it's like, wow. Remember, you know, as I started in the beginning, it's always fire season nowadays. Protect your property. In the process, you're protecting your neighbors. And with the best tools around, you'll find them at Aloha Power Equipment. And if you live on a neighbor island, you know, no worries. We ship off island just for you. New shipments roll in daily, and you know, get in touch with them and tell them Danielle sent you.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, you know, that, you know, that little ball's rolling, 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 rolling. It's going to go in. It didn't go in. It just kind of went on the edge and then went another direction. Gee. Okay, First Tee Hawaii and the Wailea Golf Club, they're hosting Family Fun Day. You see, are you getting the sense that this show is about family and kids and everybody getting together? So, Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend at Wailea. Food, fun, family, golf activities, celebrating the launch of First Tee Hawaii classes at Wailea Golf Club. So, in conjunction with First Tee Hawaii, it's hard when there's hyphenated. First Tee Hawaii. Wailea Golf Club is sponsoring the First Tee Family Day and the launch of First Tee. And so you're going to go over there and just, it's free. It's open to the public. It's Saturday. It's from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Great time. It's not as hot. Wailea Golf Club. And that's at 100 Wailea Golf Club Drive at Wailea. And it's free. Did I say that? Yeah. Free, open to the public. Guests, you're going to enjoy food and refreshments from Gather on Maui, complimentary shave ice from Big Wave Shave Ice, family-friendly golf activities for all ages, And parents will also have the chance to learn more about the new First Tee Hawaii classes that are going to be held at Wailea Golf Club for kids and teens ages 7 to 17. Isn't that great? I mean, it's really opening up. Wailea Golf Club is also highlighting its Kids Play Free After 3 program. Boy, this is, you know, this is hard. It allows one child to play free after 3 with each paying adult. Another way the club is working to make golf more accessible to young people. So super excited to bring First Tee to Wailea. This is from First Tee Hawaii Program Director Joy Ruggiero. And grateful to Wailea Golf Club and Gather on Maui for making this event possible. It's a chance for families to enjoy time together, discover the benefits of First Tee, and see how golf can help kids grow both on and off the golf course. All right, that's at Wailea, and that's coming up. The party's Saturday, August 30th, from 2 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Wailea Golf Club. Awesome. Now, we're going to go straight over to University of Hawaii. Julie Brooks, raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, educated at Hawaii Pacific University, has her degree in history. She went to Concordia University, her master's in athletic administration. And now she's Julie Brooks, head women's golf. Well, actually, she's the golf head coach. Women's golf head coach. That's it. I wrote it backwards. Julie, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's a great day. It's Saturday, and there's enough time to get out and play a round of golf or just have a good time. What's it like being in day? Is this year 3 for you of being the Hawaii's women's golf head coach?
Year 4, actually.
Wow.
It's going by fast, I know.
Yeah, truly. So when you started off playing, we were talking with Oliver Oliquiano before you joined, and he teaches kids, you know, anybody, but he does a lot of kids programming. Did you start young, or did you get into it later?
Kind of a little bit of both. I learned young, but, you know, it wasn't as cool as it was, as it is right now. So I played other sports. I played a little golf and then got into it later, when it got a little cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand. Golf's cool now.
It is. It's great. Everyone's playing.
Yes. When did you decide you wanted to be in athletics? I mean, you've got your degree in athletic administration, of course, but your degree in history is what kind of threw me off.
Yeah, well, I might have majored in golf and then minored in history. You know, the school part obviously was important, but the golf was a lot more fun. But when I was working at Oahu Country Club many moons ago, I was able to be picked to be the coach for the Junior America's Cup team. And I was around a lot of coaches, and we were talking college golf. And, you know, that was really in, I think it was 1998 or 1999. That's when it kind of, you know, started. I started thinking about, well, I need to get into coaching because I think it would be great.
Yeah. Wow. So you spent 2022 to the present year that you've been the head coach. But you also,
correct,
did you volunteer, and were you an assistant coach before in different places? Give us a little bit of background where you've been and what you've been doing.
Yeah, once I finished up assisting at Cal, I came home. I was an assistant. I needed to go back to school to get my degree to become a head coach. So I was helping over at UH for Ashley Adlita, who was the head coach at the time. And so it was really great of her to be able to let me kind of stay in the coaching while getting my degree.
Yeah.
And then once I did get my degree, the UC Irvine job opened up, and I was there for 16 years.
Wow. So you were Big West Coach of the Year in 07, 08, and 2013?
Correct, yes.
Wow. That must be so rewarding. I mean, coaching kids and, you know, doing it so well that you get acknowledged by the whole world.
Yeah, it's really great. It's really a tribute to the kids, though. They, you know, they work so hard. They put in, it's really their, I feel, their award because, yes. You know, I am obviously doing some work, but they're really, you know, putting in the time, the hours, the effort. They're grinding. They're going to school. They have a lot on their plate. And so really when, you know, those types of awards come up, I'm usually the first to, you know, acknowledge them because, you know, really they are doing a lot of the hard work.
I've got a huge smile on my face. Yeah. They're through you. They're, you know, doing a lot of hard work and you bring it out. So that's a part of it, you know, and they thrive on that. It's wonderful how children thrive on success. It can be little tiny ones building up, and it's wonderful. So we've got the 2025-2026 Hawaii Women's Golf Schedule. I have it right in front of me, and I couldn't find it anywhere else. So tell us, you're starting off on the road September 3rd through the 5th, Pan Pacific Golf Super League?
Yes, we are. We leave next Friday. Well, you know, we have to do a little shopping before we start the tournament. So we'll get in a couple of shopping days, and then we'll head down to Shizuoka, which is where the tournament will be played, Greenfield Country Club. It's an exciting time. It's our, I believe, our first foreign trip. I think the girls are super excited. I'm ecstatic. I think it'll be a great way to start the season.
Yes, absolutely. Did you folks fundraise to get the money for a journey like this?
We did. The fundraising really helps with some of the extras that we're putting into this for the girls. I want to make it a super special experience. We were able to get a lot of funds for that.
Excellent. And then this is all happening at Grand Fields Country Club?
Greenfield Country Club, I believe it is.
Greenfields. Okay. Well, it's going to be grand.
It's now grand. It's awesome.
It is awesome. So, awesome. And what city are you going? I'm not sure where this is.
Oh, it's in a city called Shizuoka. It's quite near Mount Fuji, I'm told.
Wow.
So that'll be cool.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is Mount Fujiyama. That's amazing. What an amazing experience for the team. Awesome. Okay. And then September 15th to the 16th. So you're back, and now you're gone again. Where's your...
And then we're gone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Very special trip to Chambers Bay.
Wow.
I'm really excited about that. You know, obviously it was a U.S. Open course where Jordan Spieth won.
Yeah.
I actually played it this summer, and you get to walk, which is such a joy. And it's just a great course, beautiful location. We'll play 36 holes on Monday the 15th and then 18 holes on the 16th. And it's a really great field as well, so it should be exciting.
Okay. So this is the Leadership Golf Women's Invitational. What is that? What is that? I don't quite understand. The leadership...
You know, I'm not... Yeah, it's a great question. I'm not really sure why they named it that. I don't know if it's a company that's a sponsor. I should ask, obviously. That's their name, and I don't have a clue why.
Okay, well, but you're going to, you know, you're focused on the Pan Pacific Golf Super League tournament. And
exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Then in October, you're on the road again, three weekends.
Yeah, well, we will, yeah, then we follow up with, where we come back from Chambers and we go to Denver, Ron Moore Collegiate. It's University of Denver's course. It's a great course. We've played well there in the past. The girls really loved playing there. They wanted to go back. It's a three-day event. The weather is usually pretty good. Yeah, and it's a fun trip for us.
Yeah, and that's the Highland Ranch Golf Course.
Yes. What's yes, the University of Denver's course?
Ah, you know, that's you get to see all these things that we don't. That's wonderful. They do. And then the Rainbow Wahine Invitational, your Hoku'ala Golf Course. How many teams are coming in?
We have 19 teams and 13 individuals. So we have a packed house for that. The folks over at Hoku'ala are gearing up. They're fantastic. They can't wait to have us. It's just a great golf course. Really looking forward to that. The teams are, you know, are coming from, you know, as far as Georgia. Kansas is coming. Tulane is coming. So we have a really good field, and you know, it's really an opportunity to showcase Kauai and the golf that is happening on Kauai, which is just so great.
Yes. Absolutely. I give tee times, you know, and there's so many great golf courses that, like Poipu, you know, they're HSJGA, they're always supporting junior golf and getting them an opportunity to play a spectacular golf course. And that's
right.
the beauty of it, you know, getting you aspire, you know, it generates that wanting to see more, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right. And, you know, it's an opportunity for, you know, the kids on Kauai to come over and watch. You know, Hoku'ala's, you know, it's a fairly easy walk. But, you know, it when we go to these outer islands, it gives the kids an opportunity to come out and watch. If they're looking to, you know, play college golf, boys, girls, it doesn't matter. They can kind of see how it all works.
Yeah.
And it's nice to share our tournaments with the other islands.
Right on. And then you have the Nanea Invitational at Nanea Golf Club, October 27th through the 29th.
Yes, we wrap up the fall with a fantastic event. Stanford is the host. It was one of the hosts. We're kind of a co-host with them. And it's, you know, it's a challenging course. It's a great field. Texas, UCLA, Cal, obviously Stanford, Washington. I can't remember the others, but it's a stacked field. And, you know, hopefully after 3 years of playing it, this crew can conquer it.
Yes. Well, it's a great field. So then you have the holidays, right? And there's something called college classes. You know, that's
right.
That's what's amazing about athletes in college. They're doing this, and how do they have time to do the classwork? They have to make time.
They have to make time. You know, and when we travel, you know, to the mainland, it's, you know, I always say that airplane ride is a good 5-hour study hall.
Yes.
So, you know, there's time, and, you know, there is even time for them to have a little fun, go to the beach, go for a hike, or, you know, just hang out with their friends. It's just all time management, which, you know, I think my team does a great job.
That's
of using their time wisely.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so then we're into February 14th through the 16th. It's the Alice and John Wallace Classic, and you're off to Monterey Country Club.
Right, yes, it'll be our second visit. Great event. The community of Monterey Country Club goes above and beyond to make us feel special and welcomed. We usually stay right on property there with a host family. Again, another fantastic field, and just a nice way to kick off the spring season.
Yeah, and then following up with in March, a game above Invitational, Rolling Hills Golf Club. Wow.
Yes. Yes. big time golf course. Rolling Hills is going to be a really good challenge. It's hosted by USC, co-hosted by USC and Eastern Michigan. So, another great field, another good challenging golf course. It'll be an easy in and out for us getting into L.A. and getting to the golf course. So we have our work cut out at Rolling Hills for sure.
I've got about 3 minutes, so I'm going to just kind of March 17th through the 18th, Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational, Kaneohe Clipper Golf Course. Anything you'd like to mention?
Yeah, we're back. We're back at Clipper, so we hope we can get some fans out to cheer us on there. Clipper's been wanting us to come back to host a tournament, and so 2026. We will be back there. I think the last time it was hosted there was 2019. Super excited. They're super excited to have us. Great golf course, great views, obviously.
Great
staff over there.
Oh, yeah. March 23rd to the 25th, it's the Ping ASU. Now, you're going to have to tell me how do you pronounce that golf course?
Papago. Papago, yeah. ASU is coming to our tournament at the Clippers, so, it was nice enough. Missy was nice enough to invite us to hers. Super excited about that one. They have such a great facility. We've practiced at ASU's facility before. They were nice enough to let us out there, and it's just fantastic, and the golf course is great. It'll be a nice time of year, hopefully weather-wise, maybe not too hot.
Yeah.
But it'll be a really good prep for our conference championship.
At Papago Golf Course. Yes, I learned
at
something
Papago.
Today. And then come April 19th to the 21st, it's the Big West Championship at Royal Ka'anapali Golf Course. Wow.
Yes, very excited about that. We've had the last three championships in Vegas, and now it's our turn to have it here. And, we'll kind of be prepping for that all year. Some of the girls have played it. So really looking forward to having the championship in the islands.
Right on. Okay, so the University of Hawaii baseball team is having a golf tournament to help raise money for their team, right? Do you raise money for your golf team? How do you do that?
Yes, we do various charity events. We'll go out and hit balls for charity events, some other little fundraiser things that Scott and I do that can bring in some money.
Yes, well, you'll need to tell me about that. Keep me on your remember to email Danielle.
Yeah, for
list.
Sure.
So I can talk about what you're doing. It's
a real
pleasure talking to Julie Brooks, raised in Honolulu. She went to Hawaii Pacific University, got her degree in history, and then she went to Concordia University, got her master's in athletic administration, and she's Hawaii's women's golf head coach at the University of Hawaii, and it's not like it just happened. It's 3 years, and she's doing a fabulous job, and I want to thank you very much for spending some time with us here. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to come on the show. You do such a great job of promoting Hawaii golf, and we all appreciate that so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, take care.
You too. Aloha. All right, we've got to thank the people who make this show possible. We welcome the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. It was a tough day. just go hit some balls, you know. Then the Newtown Range is operated by Casey Nakama Golf Group, and they got a great restaurant, so you can go have good, well, maybe it wasn't great golf, but you can go hit balls, and it's good golf, and it's good food, and it's good fun. The Aloha Powers Landscape Super Sale. Work smarter, faster, easier. Riding mowers. You want them? Yeah, we've got them. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment, open Monday through Saturday. Evile next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, friendships, family, go golf. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea, Maui, and the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. They can't find you. I can't find you without your sign. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.